This is CliffCentral.com.
And we live, guys. Welcome to Cliff Central. I'm your girl, Goons. And today, I'm not co-hosting. I'm not guest hosting for anyone. I am officially launching my very own show, hashtag Sisters in Hip Hop. That was Queen Latifah, UNITY. Shout out to her. So, guys, the show is focusing on the history of hip hop and where it originally comes from. We'll be focusing mostly on the females in the hip hop industry. I'm talking your MCs, your DJs, your poets, dancers, graffiti artists, fashionistas, as well as stylists, everyone contributing to the hip-hop industry. Females in the hip-hop industry as well that are contributing a lot, and I'll be asking them about their influences as well as inspirations. This is just a platform to call out all the aspiring females who want to showcase their talent right here on Cliff Central. So I'm going to take it back, all the way back to the 1970s, to the block parties, the style, the turntables, the boom boxes, and the scratching. I mean, I want to know, what do you guys think right now of hip-hop? How far have we come? Have we evolved? And I've got a studio guest. She's going to be coming in and joining me in a few. She goes by the name Devo Kilinyora. She's going to be with me today. She was born and raised in Daveyton. I mean, the first time I heard her, I'm not going to lie, this is like a true story. The first time I heard her was in Daveyton. I literally turned around to go back to the stage and I was like, who the hell are you, brah? Like, where have you been? She is such a dope lyricist, and I feel like the underground people are going to be recognized very soon, because we can't be playing only the female rappers that are commercial. There's so much that we have to offer. I'm speaking like this because I'm a DJ myself and I play old school hip hop, and I know that there is so much out there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm going to be doing a great feature on one of the international female MCs that is very great. I'm talking the likes of MC Light. And obviously, bringing it back home, I'll be talking about Leslie Lee Kasumba, one of my favorites, one of my influences from back in the day. So yeah, stay tuned.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Shout out to Lil' Kim, she'll always be the baddest in the game. Right here on hashtag Sisters in Hip Hop, you tuned to Cliff Central and I'm your girl, Goons. Don't forget to hit me up 0861-555-189 and on Twitter at CliffCentral.com, Facebook Cliff Central, and guys, we're on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is Cliff Central. So don't forget to message me and hit me up. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, guys, I'm your girl, Goons, I'm out here. So like I said, I'm going to be doing two features. So I'm going to start with my first one, right? Obviously, taking it all the way back to Leslie Lee Kasumba. Like I said, she's one of my influences, from handling her own radio show at a very young age to traveling the continent and working with phenomenal and influential people. She is indeed the epitome of hip-hop. And we can't deny her being the first lady of hip-hop in SA. I mean, guys, she was able to share the culture, while pretty much the movement of hip-hop, with us, from hosting hip-hop battles to MC Africa and interviewing international acts. And not forgetting the fact that she was the first African woman to be featured on that XXL magazine. Guys, can we talk about that XXL magazine? I mean, if you had to Google it right now, you will see how many hip-hop stars have been on it. So, I mean, that's a shout out to her. I mean, she's been doing well for herself. She's been in the game of hip-hop, and I personally would love to meet her. So all I'm saying is that nothing can top that. And when I speak of hip-hop, I speak of the change and the contribution. She has done that. She has done that by offering Harambe Africa, of which the aim behind it is about linking our African youth through hip-hop music. So, I mean, guys, a round of applause to Lee. Hey, well done, Lee. True inspiration. And, guys, like I said, I'm going to have Devo Kilinyora joining me. I'm still waiting on her. I don't know why this girl is late, but she's on her way, so we're going to continue. Let's take it to our South African female MCs. We've got, right now, that we've got two ladies who have dropped singles. Shout out to Muesli. I mean, she's that girl that went and left Catch Time Fam, started her own record label, and then she went on to drop her new song, Recipe. I mean, Muesli, for me, is more of a performer because she brings it when it comes to stage presence. She knows how to own it, and she can have the crowd literally in her palm, and that's a huge talent. Bars, not really, but the fact that she can go and record a song and people can love it and people can love her, her delivery is what makes hip hop. So shout out to you, Muesli. I see you. I'm going to be playing her song later in the show just to give you guys a taste so you know what I'm talking about. And then I'm going to move on to Family Tree, the first lady of Family Tree, Nadiana Kai, who dropped her new single called The Man. She was obviously, she is the first female to be signed under Casper Nyovest's label, Family Tree. Her sound is so fresh, and I mean, from moving to being featured on Gemini Major's song Raga Raga to drop such a dope ass track like The Man, and she features Casper Nyovest on it. Casper Nyovest also has some dope ass bars on it, like he sounds different, he doesn't sound like that I'm riding around Magusheshe guy, you know. And the beats, Nadia Nakai, shout out to you, girl. I'm going to play it as well. Like I said, guys, sisters in hip-hop is about embracing one another. It's about uniting. It's about us coming in together and, like, talking about hip-hop. I'm waiting to see how you guys are going to love the fact that I'm going to have poets come through. I'm going to have dancers come through. I'm going to have graffiti artists. It's going to be great. So, yeah, shout out to everyone and all the sisters out there who are doing the most. Handle your work. Keep handling it. Keep pushing it. We are doing the most. So, after that, I said I'm going to be jumping into talking about the international artist that I mentioned, who is MC Light. I mean, there isn't much to say about her but the fact that she's a businesswoman, a voiceover artist, a DJ, a motivational speaker, a leader, and a philanthropist. I mean, shout out to MC Light. She was the first solo female rapper to release a full album, Light as a Rock. And then she went to go open her own boutique, Chi-Tel, which is in LA. And she specializes in accessories. I'm talking belts, I'm talking sunglasses, I'm talking, you know, like bracelets, I'm talking about a whole lot of stuff. And then she went on to launch her own entertainment company, which is called Sunny Girl Inc. It's a global entertainment firm that specializes in artist management and development, production, and creative services, as well as consulting. And she is bringing a message of empowerment from her book, Unstoppable, Igniting the Power Within to Achieve Your Greatest Potential. Pretty much, MC Light is about feminism. She's about pushing you as a female. She is about saying that we are females and we can stand up to what is known to be the male-dominated industry. She is saying we can push the boundaries. She is saying it can be done. She's saying no one can stop us. So all I'm saying is, girls, if you are listening to the show right now, you must just know you are unstoppable and you can do it. So I'm still waiting for Devor Gilinyora. I'm trying to actually call her now so I can just do an interview with her over the phone, so I can tell you guys more about her. But while we're still waiting for her, I'm going to just tell you about her. She's always been a part of the Hip Hop Nation. She participated in cyphers, performed at numerous events like Back to the City, MTA 8 Final at the FMB Stadium, just to name a few. And yeah, man, like, she drops bars. Hey, I'm really looking forward to hearing what she has to share with you guys. So for now, like I said, I promised you that I'll be playing you Nadia Nakai's new single that dropped featuring Casper Nyovest, which is called The Man. So that is going to be coming up next. And don't forget to hit me up, 0861-555-189. And on Twitter, on at Cliff Central, Facebook Cliff Central. And guys, we're on WeChat, like I said, Cliff Central. And don't forget, guys, if you guys want to hit me up, man, at The Goon on Instagram, On Twitter as well at The Goon. On Facebook, I go by my real name, Khonse Mazwi. So yeah, even if you guys want to say anything on Cliff Central, just hashtag Sisters in Hip Hop and mention anything. If you guys want to find out more about hip hop, if you guys want any songs you'd like for me to play, if you guys have anyone you'd like to volunteer to come onto the show and show us what they've got, just hit me up.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours. This is CliffCentral.com.
When y'all got is jealousy, you hating cause you lazy. Me, I do this on the daily. That's just how my mama raised me. I am black man, nothing shady. And I know you wanna be me. And you think you can do it because I make it look easy. I'm the queen of my cat.
Hey, did you guys hear Nomuzi saying your boyfriend's got a crush on me? Hey ladies, your boyfriend's got a crush on me, hey? So finally my guest has arrived. Like I said, I've got Devoke Lenyora. What's up, girl? How you doing?
Hello, hello. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, me, I'm good. I'm good. I'm nice. Good. Apologies for being late.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Because, yeah. Guys, you know what? I've decided that because she's late, what she has to do is just drop me a 16, you know? Drop me some bars. Come on, girl. Let's show them what hip-hop is about. Sisters in hip-hop. Let's do this.
Hey, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Can you just turn me up a bit? I can't hear. Not even. Okay.
While we're waiting for her, I'm gonna be just ad libbing. Like, hey yo, drop those bars.
It goes. Reflection eternalizes issues our relation. Money, lust, power, sin, divine intervention. Lost it. Come, girl. Okay, reflection eternalizes issues our relation. Money, lust, power, sin, divine intervention. Oh my God, I'm actually choking up in this. No, let's go. Okay, pass me a smoke. Somebody pass me a drink. If money is the root of evil, I'm perfect in my sense. I don't know where I'm going, but you don't know where I've been. Judge me if you may, but all I want is money and gin. Madzal, all in all, laglal. The reasons are panned. Spando roli hlata, plus I'm too chubby for hunger. So rola le hlata, spare me no malang. I promise better days are coming, so rola gwilal. Still I am Ujati, Queen Elizabetha. Nefertiti in my aura, still I am the ish. Say that I've been gone too long or quiet, but my thing is this, just cause you don't see God working in your life, don't think she quit. Let it simmer in, and I'm coming for the win. Rappers are just courses in my cause, I'm having them for din. Rolling round at Davidson, demeanor as a magazine. Killer mother, killing your Hatsuri Muchin.
Hey.
Hatsuri Ligoons. Up on Cliff Central.
Aight.
Is that good enough?
Give me more, son. Drop an
8 then.
Give me more.
Okay, can we just roll into maybe the contents and then I can drop something else later on for y'all? Is that cool?
All right, that's cool.
Because the thing's aspect, I just need to settle in a bit, you know? If that's alright with y'all.
No, that's alright.
Okay, no sweat. And thank you.
All right, give it up for Devoke Lenyora. Shout out to you, girl. I mean, yeah, you're dropping cool bars, man.
Devour.
Oh, Devour. Devour, oh, yeah. Damn, guys. Devour. Me, I'm just out here trying to twang Devoke Lenyora.
No
Devour, guys. My bad, girl. Now I know for future reference. It's
no
all right.
No
shout
problems.
Out to Devoke.
Devour.
Lenyora. Sorry, girl.
Or just call me Lenyora. I guess, like, just to make it easy, you know. Let's just
nah, bruh. It's so dope. Devour.
Lenyora. Yeah, Devour. Lenyora.
All right. So, I know you're working on a concept EP
okay,
titled Vinegar Lake.
Yeah, but yes.
When is that dropping?
That is dropping, I am hoping, in the outskirts of this year. So around November, December, I hope to drop that. But it may be early next year because I'm just trying to polish up the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do things independently, there's so many aspects that you actually need to polish up. So
yeah.
That's what I'm busy with. Busy George. Busy with at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if everything gets cleared and everything goes according to plan the way I actually want it to, it'll come out this year. But the latest will be January, February next year.
Is it a choice for you to be independent?
Yes, it definitely is.
Why? Why is it better? I hear a lot of musicians, especially MCs, mm-hmm. saying that it is better to own yourself and be independent than to sign and be with a record label because they don't do the most for you.
Yeah, man. I mean, I look at it as sort of like ownership and credits. Which one would you rather have?
Yeah.
You know, would you rather be on credit? Would you rather have someone handle stuff for you so that you only get like 20% of the pie? Or do you want to actually move your own shit and get... Oh, my bad.
No, you can say shit.
Oh, is it?
I'm saying it. Shit.
Beautiful shit. Fuck, man. Okay, yeah. And then... and actually, you know, reap the rewards of everything. And besides that, record companies are dying down, you know. Record companies were always about selling records.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, we're in an internet age right now. So, you know, you can pretty much do your own thing. And as for Mina personally, I just like being business savvy. I just like being hands-on with everything that I do in my music. So, which is why I don't mind doing that or going that route. So, I actually do want to go that route. So, yeah. That's
all
what
right.
It's about.
We're going to just tap into more with you. We've got a caller on the line. Let's just find out what our caller has to say. Mondo. Hi, Mondo. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great, honey. So tell me, what do you think of Sisters in Hip Hop? What do you think about the female MCs, the DJs, the poets, the dancers, all the people that are loving the historical movement of the culture of hip hop?
Well, first of all, I am loving this topic, okay? Because I don't feel like female hip-hop artists, we're not represented enough. But for me, it would have to be the Lauryn Hills and the MC Lyte of this world. These girls just paved the way for hip-hop in a big way, especially because they came through, you know, in an era where men dominated wholeheartedly, like, Without even going back, but these ladies paved the way. They were good MCs. They were good rappers. Okay, they rapped about educating, you know, females as well as the males. They were paving the way. So you know, they rapped to the beat. They were professional about it. Absolutely, absolutely awesome era of hip hop.
Yeah, definitely. I fully agree with you. And I also feel like, you know, thank you for mentioning that and also acknowledging the fact that they did pave the way for most of the sisters out here. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, they paved the way for me. Like, I'm not going to lie. My sister's the one, you know, that used to school me like, girl, do you know TLC? Do you know what they dress like?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, what? Girl, what are you doing? You know? And the fashion is actually coming back.
Yeah.
It's coming back in a huge way. I'm hoping that our sisters here in South Africa, they can learn and pick up something from that, not just be rapping about all the bling, all the material.
True.
It's relevant. Let's educate. Let's uplift each other.
True.
You know?
Do you have any favorite female MCs from SA?
Oh my goodness. MC Lyte would be one of my favorites.
No, I'm saying from South Africa, from this
from
side.
South Africa?
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't say I listen to much or know many of them. I know your Muslims, I know, you know.
Yeah.
Your Fifi Coopers, but not necessarily favorites.
Yeah.
Not yet. I've yet to hear that one woman, honestly.
I mean, here's Devour. What do you think of her?
She's all right. She's not too bad at all. She's not bad at all, but I have to listen to more of her stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so where can she get your stuff? Tell her.
Online and pretty much everywhere, you know, because Tsunami's up there. Yeah, so yes, you must listen to that ish. Like Reverb Nation, Get At Me, YouTube, Get At Me, SoundCloud. Every platform pretty much that you can think of, I'm on there. Yeah, and I hope I win your heart.
Oh, please. I hope so too, girl. And good luck. You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
No problem.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Mondo, for calling us. Like she said, guys, I mean, sisters out there have paved the way for us. What do you think?
I think definitely. Mm-hmm. They have, especially the females that she has mentioned. You know, they happen to be people that I look up to immensely.
Oh, so those are your influences?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They are my influences. Lauryn Hill, Rad Digger, Missy Elliott.
Oh my God, you're speaking my language.
Yeah, those are people that I actually grew up mm-hmm. on. Those are the females that I... And I feel like she said, back then it was even harder, you know, to be a female in the industry and hold it down for real, for real. Mm. You know, so people like about the Brits and so on actually played a huge role into molding me into the type of MC that I am today.
All right. Do you actually think that how you dress says a lot about, like, hip-hop, like your plates in hip-hop? I mean, looking back in the day, everyone always wanted to be baggy and saggy, and now all the new age era rappers always want to be in tight clothing and have their weaves on fleek. You know, do you think it matters, or it shouldn't matter? It's all about what you can deliver and what you're offering.
I feel like expression is exactly that. You know, you can't define anybody's you can't define how anybody expresses themselves, you know. So whether I come through and I'm saggy or baggy or in tight clothes or I'm rocking, you know, my Zulu earrings like I am right now, I feel like it's just goes back to individualism. Like it says a lot about Utava as an individual, and as an expressionist, you know what I'm saying. So it doesn't really matter. I don't think it matters how you dress now. As long as you just holding it down, expressing, doing you, pretty much. Yeah.
Guys, you heard her. Right here on Cliff Central. So I've got a few questions for you.
Cool.
Firstly, before I jump into the questions, I want you to tell me more about yourself. Let me know, like, what you up to, what's next. I know you're also a photographer.
Yeah.
You know, how's that like? Are you linking the both, hip-hop and photography? Do you want to do a mesh? Like, how's that going?
It was sort of like a serendipity because, yes, I do dabble into photography right now. But how I got into it actually was through hip-hop. Because when I bought my first camera, it was actually for... a teammates of mine to capture everything when we, like, pretty much kill shows, go do interviews, etc.
Oh, have your own personal camera.
Exactly,
person,
you know, instead of, like, outsourcing stuff. It's high, it's a joke. I'm still on the come up, you know, so I don't have it all good like that. So I thought, no, man, let me just make this investment. But funny enough, it got to a place whereby I took a personal interest in capturing moments, you know. And I happen to be pretty good at it, if I have to say so myself. So coming from a background where I used to sketch, like I'm in fully fledged Renaissance girl, you know. I sketch, do poetry, rap, so now that actually linked me back to when I was growing up and liked visuals before I fell in love with the sonic arts, you know. And yeah, then I got into the photography thing, so that's what I'm pushing. And I've packaged it up into a business now, so that is what I'm pushing on the side. And yeah, man.
That's, you see what I mean, guys? Sisters in hip-hop.
It's the hustle.
They're not just MCs. The there's a lot more behind it, and that's great. Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to just jump into the questions.
Okay,
quickly.
No problem.
Tell me the difference between... Okay, for you, what is the difference between rap and hip-hop? I'm also going to give you my answers, by the way.
Okay,
which
cool.
makes it dope.
Probably the most cliche answer, but rap are just words. You know, hip-hop is... a culture, it's a way of life.
Yeah,
you know, it's like one of my favorite movies, Nia Long, I think it was, defined it as no, it was it Love and Basketball?
Love and Basketball, Love Brown and Hip-Hop, Sugar, which one?
Brown Sugar, but I would say, you know, and someone defined it as it's Brown Sugar,
Brown Sugar.
It's the difference between being in love and loving something, if I'm not mistaken.
So
rap, it's just a bunch of words.
Yeah,
you understand? Whereas hip-hop is a way of life. It's what you do, it's what you live, it's what you breathe.
I actually do agree with you. For me, rap is where it began, yeah, and hip-hop is where it ends. Because hip-hop is just that movement, it's the culture, and we gotta just slay, man. Mine's just straight to the point.
Yes, yes.
Cooning up in this.
Okay.
All right, and then who are your influences? Okay, you already mentioned your Lauryn Hills, your Dabrats, mm-hmm, your MC Lights,
yeah,
your Missy Elliott.
I'm an old soul, you know, like... crazy enough, like, hip-hop is a very young genre. I'm an old soul. I'm into jazz a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to Nina Simone.
Oh, I love Nina
Coltrane, you know. Louis Armstrong. Mm. I'm very much into that. Fela Kuti, the side. My Miriam Makeba is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah, those, funny enough, are what influences me to come back to hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't listen to it as much as I dabble into the jazz genre,
yeah,
but then it has nothing to do with it. Like, it's just origins. I'm just I like music in its primitive state. So yeah, I'm a very, very old soul. But if it does have to come to hip hop, I listen to Talib Kweli.
Most definitely.
I listen to him. A lot of new school as well. I do pay attention. You know, like, everything that's happening, I am aware of.
So you're the conscious type. You like the conscious hip hop. You like the conscious rap. You like...
I hate boxes and labels.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'm necessarily a conscious rapper, but, you know.
No, I'm not saying you personally.
Okay.
I'm saying that your flavor...
Oh, okay.
What you like listening to. You like the conscious
definitely,
rap.
Definitely. But I do wild out every now and again.
Yeah, obviously.
You know,
I
listen
mean,
to
like,
that ratchet-ish.
Yeah, it happens. Everyone's got a bit of ratchetness in them.
Yeah. But yeah, in my own space, you would find me listening to the Kendricks and, like I said, the Talibs and etc.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And tell me, how important is hip-hop to you?
Like I said, it's life, Jo.
Yeah.
It's life. I don't know, in my adult life right now, I don't know anything else.
Okay.
It's the ultimate form of expression for me.
Mm.
It's what I live on a daily basis. So it's extremely important.
Yeah, it's
you.
It's
me.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah, so when someone comes up to you and says, what is hip-hop? You're like, I'm hip-hop.
I'm hip-hop, Jo. I've been walking down the streets. I'm from the East End, by the way. Shout out to Davidson. I'll be walking down there and people will scream, I'm rapper, you know?
Yeah.
Just to show, it's just in the way I move, I speak, I am, I dress. It's just how it is.
Then hip hop is you.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no man.
All right, and you're dying to do a feature with?
Wow.
Has to be local, has to be someone from SA, has to be one of the honeys. I'm not talking about any guys on this show. Yeah.
Okay, if we narrow it down to that, then definitely Kanye Mavi. I definitely love to do a feature with her. She's my favorite. I believe she's the one. You know, I'm so in love with that woman's talent. And I feel like, it would be such an awesome thing if I were to actually collaborate with her on something.
You must just hit her up, hey? Like, hey,
did
you hear me talk about
pending,
you, Motive
Central?
Like, I'm dying to do a feature with
you,
you know?
Yeah, no, we're cool. Her and I are very cool, you know? It's just one of those things which stars need to align first. So everything needs to be where it needs to be before we actually do that. I'm not one to jump on a lot of features, collaborations as such, because it needs to make sense to me first.
Yeah.
I used to say this even back in the day, which I treat each and every one of my songs like it's a movie, you know. You need to be relevant. If you're a character in it, it needs to be relevant to the whole thing, the script, the full picture. I don't just do things for the sake of doing them or feature with people for the sake of with them. So, yeah, when the time is right, Kanye and I will be on some.
That's dope. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I hope, you know, I'll be the first one, you know,
what's
to get it. You know, like, potential, we're out here.
Plus, right. I do owe you one. So
All right. Yeah. And if you never knew what hip hop is, what would you be without it? So if you were not an MC or an artist, a poet, you know, like, what would you be?
Probably a stripper.
Oh,
no,
my God.
I kid. Wow. That's a very difficult thing to imagine, because when art is all you've known, even from your infant stages, and what else do you imagine?
Yeah.
You know, everything that I've ever taken an interest in has to do with art, understand? So I don't think I'd even be here then. I don't think I'd even be alive.
So pretty much your life would be boring.
My life would be null and void. My life, aye.
Non-existent.
It would be non-existent, Joe. I don't even think I'd be on it. Because, like I said, it's the only, literally the only thing I've known growing up.
So pretty much what you're telling me is you were born for this.
Joe.
That's it.
I was born for this.
Yeah. Okay. And then I need to know your best 5 SA female MCs. I have to know.
Oh, 5, bruh. Okay.
In SA, right?
In SA, definitely. Yeah. Okay, I have to take it back in the day. Considering that they were such pioneers in the game, Godessa.
Oh my gosh, definitely. Yes.
And then someone who really has a special place in my heart. You know, I caught a couple of her performances while I was a teen and all of that. Miss Ntabi, she brought through a very soothing, feminine type of touch, but still gangster, you know. And then, geez. We haven't had a lot, hey? We haven't really had a lot that have popped through in the country. But for the sake of having 5, can I at least take it to Africa, hey?
Okay.
Okay.
Do that.
There's my Nairobi Connect, Ecstatic. Ecstatic Sams.
Yeah, I've actually heard of her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she once had a
Google, bruh. Google is like the best thing.
No, yeah, but she really is popping off. She actually had a collab with AKA at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the video and everything out there, but she can rap. That chick is like insane with the bars. I like her. And I'm actually feeling Rouge at the moment.
No, I like Rouge. I like Rouge. Like, her bars are heavy.
Hey, brah.
Everything she does, feature.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. But other than that, because when I actually discovered Rouge, the first song I heard from her was more like musical than rap, if that makes sense. And I think I like that balance. I like the fact that she's able to play
do
around
both.
And stuff.
I mean, do both,
you know what I mean? Which makes me excited for a fully fledged project when she comes out with one, because I feel like she still has so many cards that she hasn't played yet. She's going to surprise us a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like her. I like her a lot. And then, like I said, number one, the one for me. Absolutely in love with the talent. She's insane with the bars. She's insane with the artistry. Cultured as hell. I actually look up to her. Is Kanye Mavi.
Yes. Yeah.
From Ekooks.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, you know what? I like the fact that you mentioned your top 5 name. And commercially, the people that are listening right now are probably only just knowing who Rouge is. I bet you they don't know the rest. You know, they don't know Bon Tavi. They don't know Godessa.
Dude.
And then, you know, that's the thing about us old souls.
Yeah.
We know the hip hop.
We're cultured.
Yeah. We know where it began. We know how far it can go. Yes. And we know where it's going.
Definitely.
Because we are cultured.
Definitely.
And we know the movement. And we are hip hop.
Yes.
We speak, we sleep, we drink.
Yeah, boy.
Hip hop. You know what I mean?
All day.
So tell me, challenges of being a female MC.
I've never known how to answer that question.
So you don't box yourself in that, like, I'm a female MC. You're just saying I'm an MC.
Like, my thing with that, it's a very difficult question to ask because I haven't had anybody to compare notes with, number one.
Oh, okay.
Number two, I've always been surrounded by the dudes. Even right now, I'm still in my come up, yes, but the struggles that they face, I've found that I've faced too, you know. So they weren't necessarily exclusive to me being a chick in the game, I feel.
Yeah.
You understand? So, yeah, the for me, it's just the same old, same old. Whatever guy will come through and tell you, it's, yo, there's this, I have problems with promoters, I have problems with studio time or my team, and what I go through the most, all the motions. I actually feel like I go through, and I don't know whether it's because I have a habit of teaching people how to treat me, you know, so when I step up or I step on the mic or it's a studio setup or whatever it is, I come through as an MC. It's like, you know, gender aside, I'm an MC. I hold it down. I hold down my parts, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So I don't know how to say, like, as a female in the game, these are the problems and whatnot. But right now, I must say, Wuti, I'm very happy to see, Wuti, there's a lot more of us that are coming through, that are doing the most, and that people are actually starting to take us seriously.
And they're not afraid, as a collective, which is nice.
Exactly.
They're not afraid.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, as a collective, I would say, Wuti, we yeah, leaps and bounds. We are on the right path, and I'm glad at the growth, but I would love to see more. I still do believe we have such a long way to go, you know, when it comes to being competitive. Well, yeah, competitors with our male counterparts, you know. But yeah, that's pretty much.
So, like, any words for, like, people out there, you know, who are just listening and they're like, damn, I just want to be like her, but I'm just struggling. I keep dropping bars. I'm on YouTube. I'm trending, but that's not enough. Like, I know everyone's going to say, keeping on, keep pushing, you know.
Yeah.
But
first of all, hey, don't want to be like me, Brad. Be you.
Yeah.
Be the best you that you possibly can. Be that your craft. I hate giving advice. I hate,
are you the worst advice giver?
No, because I believe people should live their lives, you know.
How
you
they
should,
want to.
Exactly,
yeah.
How you want to, and make your mistakes and come back from those, you know. So, me not giving you a guideline according to how my life has shaped itself is kind of weird for me, which is why I don't like giving advice. But I would say on a generic feel, just be on your craft, be the best you that you possibly can be. Just keep getting it, Joe. Like, yeah. That's pretty much it.
All right, so I'm gonna play a little snippet of your song, because I know you don't have the full version.
Yeah. Which song is this?
Things Wait, I couldn't hold say.
Up. Things are that is the full version.
Really?
I mean, that is the full version.
What
guys.
Is it like?
Yeah,
it's a minute, couple of seconds long.
Okay,
explain to me what does that mean? That it's a minute and it's a full song, because I don't understand.
It means
I was like, you didn't upload it properly. I was confused.
It means that we redefine rules.
It means that we are free
to be who we want to be, the type of artist that we want to be. The message is like, the thing with me is that you don't have to have an excessive amount of words in order to get the message across. Sometimes it just takes a minute and a couple of seconds to make the exact impact that you wanted to make.
Yo, guys, I was never ready for that answer. I was never ready. Like, I'm just speechless. So, shout out to her. So, let people know where they can hit you up if they want to do features with you, if they want to book you. Where can they hit you up? Where can they find you? Where are you performing?
Yeah. Okay, like I said, I'm still cooking the stew right now. So I'm still a bit in hibernation in terms of performances. But from October, so you can find where I'm at performance-wise. Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, every social media platform is Devour Kilinyor. So, yeah. I see you later. Devour Kilinyor. No underscores, no dashes, no nothing. So, yeah.
So, shout out to Devour Kilinyora. So, guys, we're about to wrap up. And like I said, catch me again the next time right here on Cliff Central. Hashtag Sisters in Hip Hop.
Shout out.
And always hit us up 0861 555 189, and on Twitter at CliffCentral.com, Facebook Cliff Central. And guys, also remember, we're on WeChat. So after we play Devour Kilinyora's song, we're going to play one of my most favorite tracks by MC Light called Rock Party. And then we're closing up the show, guys. Shout out, peace and love. Love you all.
This is CliffCentral.com.